From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Underscoring a shift in the strategy against ISIS, the U.S. now says it plans to send in a group of special operations forces, fewer than 50, to Syria, where the terror group is expanding. Russia maintains that Syrian government forces should be part of that effort, but the U.S. opposes collaborating with forces who are loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, whom Washington accuses of atrocities against his own people. That and other divisions surfaced during today's meeting in Vienna, where senior-level officials from 19 countries sought to find a way to end Syria's civil war. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke of the need to allow for free and fair elections in Syria.
We agreed that these elections must be administered under UN supervision to the satisfaction of the governed and to the highest international standards of transparency and accountability.
Kerry expressed cautious optimism, saying more progress was made at today's meeting than he's seen in a long time. Meanwhile, two Syrian activists opposed to ISIS have been found beheaded in southern Turkey. NPR's Al-Samu says ISIS admits to the murders, the first such assassination on Turkish soil.
The activist group Raqqa is being slaughtered silently, says two members were murdered in the Turkish city of Urfa. Dawn News Agency says Turkish police are investigating. The group's founder, Abu Ibrahim, heard via Skype.
Somebody killed them and shot them in the head and then beheaded them. And ISIS claimed responsibility for that. They're celebrating now on Twitter on our hashtag.
The victims spent the last 4 years documenting Syrian regime atrocities and ISIS brutality. Abu Ibrahim says the work must continue.
It's our city, it's our country. We need to fight. Freedom is not cheap.
But he says Turkey is no longer a safe base. Alison News, NPR News, Beirut.
The Republican National Committee, upset with what it calls offensive questions from moderators at the CNBC-hosted presidential debate on Wednesday, has suspended a debate to be hosted by NBC in February. More on this from NPR's Don Gagne.
CNBC and NBC share a parent company, NBC Universal. That's close enough for the RNC to punish NBC over its unhappiness with the content of this week's debate in Colorado. But the two news organizations do have separate editorial operations. In a letter to NBC's president, the RNC said the debate was, quote, conducted in bad faith. There were questions such as Donald Trump being asked if he's running a comic book campaign, but there were also questions dealing with tax policy and other economic issues. NBC News called the decision a disappointment. The Spanish language network Telemundo also is part of the NBC family. It was to have co-sponsored the now suspended debate.
NPR's Don Gagne. This is NPR. Survivors of the Boston clergy sex abuse scandal are now praising the forthcoming film Spotlight. A group of survivors gathered in Boston last night for a private showing. From member station WBUR, Simone Rios has more.
For David Lucon of Uxbridge, Massachusetts, one word came to mind after seeing the film, validation.
I had my tissue in my pocket and used it quite often just to wipe my eyes because it just brought out the emotion of the moment and what I've been experiencing most of my life.
As buzz for the movie spreads around Boston, an anti-abuse group is calling on the Archdiocese to require church staff to watch it. Archdiocese spokesman Terrence Donnellan says Spotlight will not be required viewing.
The part that doesn't get told is the story of the response, and that's a very important story that needs to be told.
Spotlight opens in select theaters November 6th. For NPR News, I'm Simone Rios in Boston.
Europe's automakers warn that tougher emissions testing rules in the wake of a scandal involving Volkswagen could hurt the industry if they're forced to phase out some diesel models sooner than schedule. This as Volkswagen comes under investigation for rigging millions of its vehicles to get around emissions testing. Tony Soprano's ride is up for auction. The white 2003 Cadillac Escalade featured in HBO's The Sopranos will be sold to the highest bidder starting November 12th. It was driven by James Gandolfini, who played mob boss Tony Soprano. Gandolfini died 2 years ago. Before the close, Dow was down 92 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.